Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This morning, State Senator Heather Summers, I think she has done a very, very impressive piece of work when she is out in the field. And state psychiatric patient was restrained even as he was choking to death, federal records reveal. As he was choking to death at waiting forensic patients, arms were being restrained by two staff members until a nurse ordered them to let the patient go so life-saving efforts could begin. Would you believe this happened? Federal records obtained Wednesday by The Current reveal this. And the nurse ordered the patient released so back blows and abdominal thrusts could start in an attempt to clear fig bars from the patient who had gobbled them down. And the reason that I have the state senator with me is that she has done some tremendous work. And I have her with me this morning. Heather, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I am fine. And you know, I just want to say this publicly, that you have really given some great time to this whole situation. In fact, it never got the publicity that it should have received until you were working there. And you know, it's still hard for me, and I'm sure many of the listeners, to believe some of these things actually happened.
Absolutely. It has been really a big stain on the state of Connecticut and how the state has handled those who are most vulnerable with mental illness or those that have been found not guilty in GRI because they are, you know, so mentally compromised. And it's been 2 years in the making that we have, you know, been looking at this and reforms that need to take place, and they are slowly happening. However, this is one of the incidents that came up during our, you know, amateur investigation, I'll call it that way, into some of the allegations that were happening in this facility run by the state, you know, employing state workers. And unfortunately, the department wanted, for some reason, to not share this information. This information, obviously, is something that they are not proud of. That is, it shows the lack of oversight and training, and you know, hopefully that is changing with the new people that we have in place. But this is something that needs to have light shed on it because it cannot continue. This was a young man, compromised, schizophrenic, 23 years old, who was known to be someone who continued to stuff food in his mouth. You're not even supposed to have food in the room. And, you know, two FTSs that are supposedly watching this individual see him with one of those double fig Newtons, you know, the kind that you have to split apart, shove them in his mouth, and his arms start flailing, and they think he's joking. And the idea that a young person is choking to death and they're restraining him is just, I thought what happened to Mr. Shahadi was unimaginable. This is someone's son, you know, someone's grandson who's sick and now is in our state care, and we watch as he's choked to death. There was like almost a 3-minute delay before the nurse came in and said, "What are you doing?" You know, and to their efforts, tried to do everything, but at that point, it was too late. And I know that the newspaper was trying to get the information, and the department didn't want it out, and they had to go through the process of having it released. They didn't want the police report released because of HIPAA. So it's, you know, to me, it's a very sad thing to see that in this day and age in the state of Connecticut that this has happened just 2 years ago, and it must change. We set up a waiting task force to oversee what is happening there. We have made our appointments. There are still appointments to be made on the Democratic side. I am urging those appointments to be made so we can get the task force up and running. It's imperative that this task force see the light of day and be able to get in there and review and talk to employees. I've had contacts from employees that still want someone to go to talk to tell them about certain things that are happening, and they're not comfortable talking to their supervisors. So we need to get this task force up and running because we cannot have this be the reputation for the state of Connecticut. I will say the new director there comes from the outside. I really liked him when I went to Whiting to visit. He answered all of the questions that I have been asking that have not been able to be answered. He introduced me immediately to the quality control nurse who is in charge of training and making sure processes are completed. He walked around Whiting. People knew him. They said, you know, they said his name, which to me shows that he's on the floor. And, you know, quite frankly, he told me that the videos that he had seen of the abuse were some of the worst that he has seen in 40 years. So he came here. He's, you know, at sort of the tail end of his career. And I'm hoping that, you know, he's going to do the right thing to make sure that this is not the reputation Connecticut has.
Senator Summers, I am curious because I have followed what you have been doing. How long have you been a state senator?
I've only been a state senator. I took this on day one of becoming a state senator as soon as I heard about it. I've only been a state senator for 2 years. I'm just entering my second term. That's what I went to Hartford to do. At that point, I was the chair of public health. This falls under public health. I'm now just the ranking member of public health because that all has to do with who's in the majority, and I'm not in the majority any longer. I come from healthcare. This is not something I could be silent on, and it was something that was not easy to do because I think I was the only person in that hearing to start, and then slowly they started to fill in because at that time the Inmoy administration wanted nothing to do with shining any light on this. They just wanted it to go away. So I forced a public hearing, and the room was filled with people willing to testify. There wasn't very many state reps or senators, but eventually, especially when they heard Mr. Shahadi's brother testify, the room became filled. And I think one of my proudest moments in the small amount of time that I've been representing people in Hartford is when another state rep from the other end of the state, who I have never met, stood up when we were passing the Whiting bill and said, "This is one of the most important pieces of legislation that we can pass this year."
Wow.
And that made me feel like, okay, I'm doing the right thing. I know I've ruffled a lot of feathers, but this is about the people that are in our care. These are people that we are paying as state employees to do the right thing and to have a work ethic that takes into account the vulnerable people that they are caring for. It could be that they don't have the proper training. It could be many different things, but we need to find what the root cause is that allowed these egregiances to happen and make sure they never happen again. Because there go for the good of God, it could be one of us or one of our family members that has something where they become so compromised they need to be in state care. And none of us can imagine our loved ones being treated that way.
Well, Senator, so, I'll tell you, did a tremendous job, and I know that this is something that you will continue to work
absolutely
with. But I'll tell you right now that this has got to be one of the toughest things. But again, I'm glad that you had some time. This is the third time that I've had a chance to talk with you, and my audience has had a chance to hear you and thank you again. And
absolutely. And I want to thank also Josh Krovner has done an amazing job at the Hartford Courant. Him and I have talked often, and he is, neither one of us are going to let this go. We have to stay on it and make sure that it is, you know, crossing the finish line, I'll put it that way. We need to have assurance and confidence that these types and these actions, that we have made reforms and that this will not happen. You know, our reputation, financially, we're supporting this institution at an extremely high level. We need to make sure that the money that we don't have in Connecticut but that we're spending is spent wisely with the best product and the best quality that we can
provide.
Well,
you have done that. You have done that. There's no question.
So,
no question about
so
it.
So thank you for having me this morning.
I thank you for calling me this morning.